Welcome to the Film on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:16 British summer time. Well, this has been a really quite a quiet day in here because obviously we've got the Independence Day holiday in the US. But markets were generally quite positive in Europe. Pretty steady, really. Not up a whole pile, and almost nothing down apart from the FTSE, which was pretty much flat on the day. The really big mover today was Mexico. That's up over 2.25% right now, and that's on the back of, I guess, positive news on that tight election in Mexico. So it's looking like the market definitely likes whoever they think is going to win. I think it's well, you saw his name in the comment of the day yesterday. It doesn't come immediately to mind. Bonds were pretty steady in here as well. Looking at gilts, they've rallied from that 109 level, so they'd come off a bit yesterday. They're up a little bit in here today. Nothing really to inspire a whole pile of confidence in the market, and bonds in general are quite weak. So even though we might see some further ranging along the bottom here, there's no evidence at all that we're going to see a good rally from bonds. And of course, that does have quite big implications for any future or immediate stock market rally, because if we have gradually increasing or possibly quite sharply increasing government bond yields, that's going to start putting pressure on stock markets, because you excuse me, because you have that inflationary pressure starting to feed through again. A lot of people would have been looking at commodity prices, and nickel is up $750 in here today. So that's within $500, which really, as my dad would say, it's a daisy in a bull's mouth when it comes to the nickel price. It can move that much in less than an hour, in fact, in a couple of minutes. So nickel is really climbing right back up towards those highs. And while it is a little bit overextended in the short term, if it starts to sustain this level up here, then that would be a good signal. If it were to break through that level and sustain a move above the highs, that would be a signal that we've come to an end of this medium term correction in this particular metal. But from a broader point of view, when you have nickel starting to push up and some of these other base metals starting to recover, gold is a little bit firmer in here. On the spot, it's down $3 today, but it's at 620 at the moment. So you have a little bit of a recovery in the metal prices. You certainly haven't had the collapse that people might have been hoping for, and that is a symptom of the secular bull market in industrial commodities and in the precious metals. That supply elasticity meeting rising demand and the new inflationary cycle, both complementary there, feeding into those two asset classes. But with those prices being quite firm and your possibility of having rising government bond yields feeding through, as well as the oil price. Just going to pull up the Brent crude. I don't have that right in front of me, just to tell you what that's doing today. Brent is down a little bit in here today. It's down 80 cents, so it's 72.56. So we're getting a little bit of weakness in the oil price, but that is, again, that's not really anything to worry about, because once you've had you, this has moved from 67 up to 74 in the space of a couple of weeks, and it's still very much within a secular bull market. And as soon as we see any kind of weather-related activity coming through into the price action, this could spike quite a bit higher. And all three of these factors, with the base metal prices and precious metal prices starting to push up, government bond yields very steady, possibly with the possibility of going up, and the crude oil price going up, those are the warning signals that we can look for when we're looking at these equity markets. And when the US market opens tomorrow, I think the whole world will be focused on what it's going to do, because you had that very good upward dynamic last week. It had just a little bit of follow through. It definitely held the gain. But if that starts to give it up again, then we're going to start hearing these bearish arguments starting to come back out. But when we What we really need to be looking at is the price action. And if we just keep an eye on those three things, those base metals, the oil, and government bond yields. If any of those start really pushing up, we know that that's going to start putting pressure on stock markets. So those are going to be the warning signals to look for. In the meantime, that was a very good upward dynamic. We can give the equity markets the benefit of the doubt, at least in the short term. And we'll know if we see any downward dynamics, then the really important levels to look at are going to be those June lows, because that's definitely going to be the area of initial support. If those were broken conclusively, that would probably bring a lot of bulls, sort of a lot of stale bulls, probably closing out positions around there. But I don't think that we're going to see those levels taken out by very much. I think that that's probably going to have marked the bottom of this particular correction. What we're more likely to see is some further right-hand extension above those lows in the next couple of months, and it would be surprising if we didn't see at least one more downward reaction within this overall correction. But in the meantime, that's pretty much it for me. The currency markets were also pretty quiet in here today. And for our US subscribers, I hope you had a very nice holiday, and we'll be back in the thick of the action tomorrow. Thank you very much for your time.